Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Glenn Beck, the radio and television personality, wants everybody to call him a Jew. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Speaking at a large gathering of Christians meeting to show their support for the State of Israel and the Israeli government, the radio and television personality Glenn Beck told the audience that when we see Jews being persecuted, we must see Jews as us. Let us declare that we're Jews. The Jewish enemies cannot kill all of us. Beck told the gathering that there is one message: Israel today, Israel tomorrow, and Israel forever. This annual gathering of what is called Christian Zionists also heard the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu say that the enemies of the Jewish state are the enemies of Christians as well. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A so-called Christian leader making the statement that he is a Jew in order to protect the Jewish people may be honorable, but it's not biblically correct, and it does cloud the issue of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Radio and television personality Glenn Beck told a gathering of Christians who stand with the Jewish State of Israel against the world that he wants people to call him a Jew in order to protect the Jewish people. Beck's thought was that if we're all Jewish, then the enemies of the Jewish people cannot kill all of us and must rethink their strategy. This is excellent rhetoric, especially to a group of Christian Zionists. However, it is not biblically correct. When I say it is not biblically correct, I'm not trying to be picky. It does matter what the Bible says about these issues. There is a difference in God's plan for the Jewish people and Christians, and we must recognize that plan from the Scriptures. Christians must protect the Jewish people. That's Genesis 12, verse 3. But we must not stand with the secular, humanistic Israeli government. No human government is or will ever do all that the Lord wants them to do. However, God does use these governments to accomplish His will. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. The Jewish people will be protected, not by humankind or human governments, but by the Lord's intervention. That's Ezekiel 38:18 through chapter 39, verse 6. And there will even be angelic protection as well. That's Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. As Christians, we have a responsibility to the Jewish people to present to them the truth of the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. God's plan and protection for the Jewish people will be played out. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...